You're listening to KHOM, and right now I have the good Homo sapiens in here. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Doing really well.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. Thanks for coming in. You guys are playing the National Park Centennial Celebration, which is coming up on Sunday.
It's very soon, yeah. Less than a week away at this point.
It's only one small bit out of like the whole thing that they have going on nationwide for the centennial, right?
Yes. Yeah, so National, Redwood National Park and Prairie Creek Redwood State Park. It's an interesting thing up there. We share this partnership with each other. It's us, Jedediah Smith Redwood State Park, as well as Del Norte Coast Redwood State Park. We are these three state parks that kind of share this entity with National Park Service. And we're getting together to celebrate the centennial.
That's year. Cool. And that person that you just heard speaking was Kelsey Conger?
Conger, yeah.
I got it right.
Yes, you did.
And you're the senior park aide on over at the Redwood National Park.
That's right.
Awesome. And then you work for BLM.
Yeah, I'm the manager of the Headwaters Forest Reserve.
Okay, and what was your name again?
Ben Blum. Yeah.
Ben. Okay, so we're well represented here.
Yeah,
which
we
is
are.
Awesome.
It's a family affair.
Family affair. That's awesome. And then the other two of you, do you want to introduce yourselves? Here, I'll turn on this one so you can. Yeah.
I'm Dane. Hi.
Hey, Dane.
And I'm Maya. Hello, everybody out there.
And you guys probably enjoy the parks. You don't work for the park system.
No.
Love them.
We love to go.
You just went camping, right?
Yeah. I just went to Yosemite for the first time.
Nice.
And it was amazing.
That sounds amazing.
The waterfalls like were just together. Gushing. It was just, yeah. There's no words, really, to describe.
Sounds so
gushing.
Cool.
It's so cool that, you know, 100 years ago, so what we're celebrating is the 100th anniversary. So 100 years ago, somebody was like, hey, some lands should just be protected and left more primitive and, you know. We take it for granted now that we can just go to Redwood National Park or Headwaters or wherever and just enjoy ourselves, but somebody had to come up with that idea and defend it. So that's part of what this celebration is about to me. So
awesome.
I'm excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, and letting, you know, being a part of educating people and being out there enjoying it and for future generations to come, that's kind of what it means to me.
And it's super cool that this is a free event going on Sunday from noon until 6 p.m., and it's just off of 101 near Bald Hills Road, right there at the bottom?
Right at the intersection.
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah, and there's parking right there on site, and then there's also overflow parking if you kind of want to avoid some of the congestion. You can park at Freshwater Beach, and there is actually a shuttle bus that can take you back and forth. And there's also another shuttle bus that can take you up to Lady Bird Johnson Grove. So if you're looking to get out and do some hiking when you're there, I mean, you can hang out with us, enjoy some music, eat some food, and then go on a hike. So,
yeah.
And there's pony rides.
There are pony rides.
You got to plug the pony rides. That's something that you have to do. But you guys are going to be playing there.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So we're going to be playing. Our time is 2:00, I believe. So right there in the middle of the day. Come check us out.
Okay, awesome. Well, you want to play a tune for us right now?
Sure. This first one's called City of Sin. This is about where I grew up, the town where I grew up in Massachusetts. It's called Lynn, the City of Sin. You out of there the way that you went in.
coming when you walk out the door, where the sidewalk ends at the neighborhood store. Storm is coming, breeze is blowing our way. Better think fast, I'ma hunker down and stay. The next week I'll be out of my home, looking for a job better than I ever thought. The sun won't shine on that old mind key. You can lead them in the hell, but you can't make them see. Leave them in the city of sin. They never let you out of there the way that you went in.
That was beautiful.
Leave it, come to Humboldt.
Which will be a later song in the set that Ben wrote about.
Yeah, it's a two-part story of Ben's life.
Did you live in the city of sin?
No, I didn't. We just used to say that when we were in high school, because it was a place you didn't want to go.
Oh, okay.
And people that went, you know, you get in trouble or whatever, you know. So.
Going, okay, yeah. Sweet. I feel you. Awesome. So, did you want to go ahead and play another one here in a minute?
Maybe? Yeah.
Let's do it.
You ready?
Okay, sweet.
Okay, here's Black Dog.
This is a Maya original.
Dog is keeping me awake. I've been speaking for the tide. Take me to any old place where the sun shines. The wine in this glass is staining these teeth, so I drink to my health as I weep. Pour me, another please. Oh, I could take you to your
indeed called Black Dog, and it's more or less about a black dog, which is the same dog that ran away for me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Something about those black dogs.
Yeah, this particular one was keeping me up at night. So I figured I'd write a song and be productive if I was going to be up all night with this dog.
That sucks. Anyway, just for those of you just tuning in, these are the Good Homo Sapiens, and they're going to be playing the National Park Celebration coming up Sunday from noon until 6. It's just north of Orrick off of Bald Hills Road. It's free, noon to 6. Be there.
You ever been up there, Bailey?
I've been to a lot of places up there. I don't know if I've been to that one exact spot.
Well, it's cool. That used to be the mill, where they used to mill all the redwoods, and now they're turning it into a visitor center eventually.
Oh, that's
so this
cool.
is like the first public event, I think, out there since it, you know, got purchased and for that purpose. So.
I've been to Fern Canyon. Is that around there?
Yeah,
I've been to Fern Canyon, and I went to a couple of other places, like just... It was in Redwood National Park, but I don't know exactly where it was because I was with other people and they were showing me some
tall
trails.
Tall trees, maybe.
Well,
there's a particular trail. That's why. Yeah, there's tall trees everywhere. But
Kelsey's park ranger traits are coming out right here.
If you look to the left, you will see a very tall tree.
Well, it's crazy awesome. There's so much good places here to like go out and explore and all that other sort of stuff. I love it.
Totally, yeah. And a lot of people don't have that, you know, all over the world and other parts of the country even. There's no...
Yeah, you know, I got here in September and then it was raining a lot, and so I didn't get a chance to explore a ton of stuff. But now that it's starting to get warmer, I'm... My foot's broken, so... I'll go out again whenever I get off the crutches.
You could still ride a pony.
Well, hey, you can ride a pony. They're also...
I'd be so worried.
There are ADA accessible wagon rides, too, so... That's
we could push you around in a wheelchair, you know.
If only I was around. I'm going to be gone on vacation, but I would be there otherwise because that would be awesome. But yeah, so anyway, you guys will be playing, you said, at 2?
2 o'clock.
And there's lots of other stuff going on. Like there's going to be displays and like Michael Muir is going to be there.
Yeah, congressman.
Yeah, Michael Muir is the great-grandson of John Muir. And if you don't know who John Muir was, he was one of the guys who helped found the National Park Service. He was this like kind of mystic guy who walked around in the woods and told stories and just made it, you know, he kind of taught people to think about, you know, groves of trees, kind of like cathedrals and that sort of thing. He's a super interesting guy if you ever want to look into the history of the park. So his great grandson's going to be there. And so I've never seen him talk, but I'm sure he's good.
That'll be pretty cool. That'll be pretty cool to see that. And then there's, like, lots of other people that'll be there, too. Like, I have the whole schedule up here, and it just, like, it feels like it keeps going and going and going. It says interactive exhibits on park restoration efforts, Yurok traditional crafts, California condors, photographic exhibits. There's lots of stuff.
Did we say pony rides?
Pony rides.
Yeah. Well, Jared Huffman, our congressman, is going to be there.
Okay. Sweet. Awesome. Well, you want to play another one?
Yeah, so this is another song I wrote. This is called Humboldt, and this is about kind of like, you know, when I went away for a little bit from here, and then the kind of the things that I was missing. So I'm
covered in mold. It's the waves of this. It's the chill in your bones.
I feel like I need to amplify my clap by like 10 million. So you guys are playing, and so is Moonstone Heights, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool. And they have some members that are involved with the National Park Service.
Yeah, they have a couple of members who actually work at Patrick's Point State Park.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really cool. It's cool getting everybody together for this.
Yeah, Patrick's Point State Park is pretty cool. The they have a GoFundMe page, though, because did you hear they got broken into?
Yes.
And so that sucks. So
yes.
I was speaking with somebody last week about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really unfortunate. Yeah, they had their visitor center broken into. So people are trying to raise money right now to kind of get those funds back in running and to get a better security system out there.
But I've been out there before, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Agate Beach, Wedding Rock. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful park, all of this area up here.
And yeah, it is beautiful. So take advantage of it and celebrate it coming up. There's the centennial celebration going on Sunday from noon until about 6 p.m. And this is actually like a national thing.
It is.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Right. I think there's other events going on around the country. This is our local one. And, celebrating Redwood National Park. So.
Way to hit the microphone.
Sorry.
You were getting too excited about the
I'm so excited. Parks. Yeah.
He was jumping for joy. Okay, we have one more song for you guys. This one's called Those Hands. Thank you.
Thank you
for having us on.
So you guys are based out of Arcata, right? Awesome.
Arcata, McKinleyville.
Do you have any other shows lined up besides on Sunday?
To be continued.
No. Not at the moment. People have been, we've been kind of like missing each other. Everybody's been going on vacations at the wrong time. But we're going to plan some gigs coming up here soon.
Okay.
So watch our Facebook page.
I was just going to say, you guys have a Facebook page. I'm sure it'll be posted on there. But let me know about them too. And I'll let everybody else know too.
We'll do.
Cool. Awesome. So the big thing is coming up this Sunday at, well, from noon until 6. It's free. National Park Centennial Celebration is going on. Bands, food trucks, activities, pony rides. So that is cool. Redwood Creek Buckets. I guess we're doing it.
Yeah.
Whatever that name
we'll
is. It's on Bald Hills Road, just off of 101 north of Ork. So on Sunday, take a little extra trip on up there and help celebrate the National Park Centennial. It's a sweet. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Any parting words?
Hope to see you guys there. Thanks for having us on. I love being here. This is great. And this room is really, like I said, it's exactly what I thought it would be. It's kind of like a... Yeah, just like the perfect radio studio. So.
It's comfortable.
Thank you.
There's even a dog, too. So.
Yeah, I know. What would it be without the station dog, right? Yeah.
Who's scratching at the door to come in during one of our songs?
Well, you know, it gives sound. It gives the feel to the place, right?
Yeah, it was awesome. No, totally. I loved it.
All right, going to play a few messages from some of our sponsors, and then we'll get back in just a moment with some more tunes. And... yeah, here's a quick message for something else happening this weekend that's a little further away, I guess, Kate Wolf. So that's happening too. But if you can't get to Kate Wolf, or in lieu of Kate Wolf, you should go to the National Park Centennial Celebration coming up on Sunday from noon until 6 p.m. because that'll be just as fun.